Hey guys, this is Gabriel Brown here again with another installation to my podcast on how credit made my imaginations come true. Today I want to talk a little bit more about data report repair. Some of my most recent podcasts have been about business launch strategies, social media tactics, business reviews, how to handle when you get negative business reviews. You know, it's been more geared to business launch strategies and maintaining your business and growing your business. But today I want to talk about alternative credit reports, alternative data reports. And in this conversation, I've talked in the past about how there's 70 plus data reports that in my data report repair system, I help you freeze these data reports so you can potentially 10x your chance to secure your credit data, your personal data, and 10x your chance to access more credit approvals. All right. So today I want to speak about a service where business owners, auto dealers, mortgage brokers, real estate brokers, banks, lending institutions are able to access an alternative scoring model that can be used in a predictive way of determining the character and the likelihood of a person of a specific type or character will actually repay their debt. So let me say that again. This analytic tool is used to determine the character of a person and if individuals of this type of character will repay their debts. And we remember there were 5 C's of lending, and character was one of them. Okay, but this specific statistical tool or software that's going to be used that I'm going to talk about right now is something that is not based on credit scoring. Okay, it will give a score to bankers, lenders, auto dealers, realtors, mortgage bankers. It will give them a scoring model and a score to use for people that they consider unbanked or people that don't have credit history. Now, I see that this is becoming a pattern or a storyline for why these alternative data reports are being created. When in fact, we've talked in previous podcasts that someone can develop a credit score by just becoming an authorized user of a family member's credit card. Someone can develop a FICO score by just having some credit history report for 30 to 60 days, and a FICO score will be generated after 30 to 60 days. One trade line on their credit report. Someone can develop a Vantage credit score by having 2 or 3 trade lines report for 180 days, which is 6 months. So I'm not sure if the storyline of the people with very little or no credit history or that are unbanked is the real reason why these alternative reports, alternative data reports are being used. I think it's just a deeper review of the people that are applying for credit and giving bankers and lenders and dealers, auto dealers, mortgage companies, real estate companies, giving them a deeper insight on the character and the person that's applying for the credit and giving them a chance to use something that is black box that can potentially give them the insight of whether they should increase the interest rate on a loan that they're about to approve for an applicant or deny the applicant altogether, even though their credit reports suggest that they typically would be approved based on underwriting guidelines that are within the scope of what the credit report says, what the financial documents say, like tax returns, pay stubs, how long you've been on the job, you know, the general review or the general items that are reviewed when someone is applying for credit. Now, this company I want to refer to you or to have you refer to and research is called Credo Lab. Credo, it almost sounds like credit, right? Credo, C-R-E-D-O, Lab. So it gives you the feeling that this is scientific data about someone's credit. When in actuality, it's what they call a bank-grade digital credit scorecard. And it's based on alternative data. What alternative data? It's based on your search habits of Google and other search engines and the metadata that is stored on your phone, on your PC. This metadata that's stored related to your search habits gives an impression of you about your behavior, about the things that you like. Okay, it's kind of like the same metadata that is collected by Facebook, okay, by Instagram, in social media, because I've talked in previous podcasts and previous YouTube videos that your social media is used in alternative data reports to give underwriters some idea of if they should approve you or not for credit. And I talked about it specifically by saying you could apply for a merchant account for a business, and the merchant account application will ask about your website for your business. And in reviewing your website, most business owners will have their social media links on their website. And of course, these companies are going to review the post that you make, the kind of information you're sharing about your services. And they're doing that to research if you are a good candidate for a loan. But a lot of that information that is on your social media is outside of your credit reports, outside of your docs, like your average monthly revenue. That's one thing that merchant accounts like to discuss, because they want to know how much to set your merchant account up for pre-approval. So that way, if you're going to try to, let's say, run $50,000 through your merchant account in 1 month, but your application said you're only going to potentially make $5,000 in revenue a month, a red flag could go up that month against your merchant account, because they're not sure how you 10 times your income in 1 month. So with the questions that they ask on your merchant account applications, the one that's specific about your website, they're reviewing your website to see what you're offering and if some of the services there they disagree with or are high-risk services, you may not get approved for the merchant account. But more importantly, they take the website links or the social media links from your website and research your social media, and that could negatively impact your credit application. So we're well aware of social media impacting credit applications, but we didn't know that search metadata tags or metadata information could affect or create a scoring related to credit that bankers and lenders could look at outside of your credit score and get some interpretation of whether or not they should approve you or not. So these data reports that I've talked about are really, really getting a strong foothold and trumping your credit scores, or trumping the three major credit bureaus and the three minor credit bureaus. All right. So I've talked about there's 70 of these alternative data reports, alternative credit reports, and there's actually even more of them. But the service that I've offered for the last 3 to 5 years has 70 data reports that we freeze for you so that this kind of insight about you cannot negatively impact your credit report or your approval for new credit. Now, let's go into this Credo Lab a little bit deeper. So they say that their services for banks, consumers, finance companies, auto dealers, online and mobile aggregators, insurers, and retailers. Okay. Now, again, this is a bank grade digital credit scorecard. Now, scorecards are what FICO, Vantage, and the other credit scoring models use. The scorecards are related to different weights that are put on different factors for different industries. Like, for instance, if you go to a auto dealer to apply for a auto loan, there are scorecards that auto dealers use that give your FICO score, let's say it's a FICO score for the auto dealer, the FICO score for an auto dealer application, the scorecards related to that FICO score will relate to how well you've paid auto loans. Okay, so let's say you have a thin file related to auto loans, but you have a lot of credit cards, you have a lot of mortgages, you have a lot of installment loans, right? Well, at the auto dealer, you may see your score a little lower than you would see the score, the same FICO score, but for a different industry like credit cards, because you have a lot of credit cards, but you have very few auto loans, you have a thin auto loan file. Your credit card scorecards will give you a higher FICO score for the industry for credit card issuers versus the FICO score with the scorecards for a thin file for a credit, excuse me, for a auto industry. Okay, so scorecards are related to your repayment history for specific industries. All right, and so you may say, wow, I applied for a credit card and they said my credit score was a 720. But when I went to the dealership to buy a car, they said my credit score was a 630. That's because the auto industry uses a different FICO scoring card than the credit card issuer uses for credit card applications. All right. So this scorecard that they're referring to at Credo Lab, they're suggesting that it's a bank grade digital credit scorecard. Okay. So they're saying their alternative data that they're scraping from your search history in your phone, information that they scrape through the internet. Scraping means they use artificial intelligence to search out metadata or information about what you've searched, what you've reviewed on search engines, what ads you are following, things like that. There's metadata about that information that's stored until you clear it. Okay, it's like cookies. Okay, you know, cookies kind of follow you around where you have an ad that actually attaches to your IP address because you review that ad and the cookies, all right, which is I'm not a software programmer, but the cookies are a part of a campaign that are able to track people that have clicked on ads or clicked on links, and then all of a sudden you'll find that you get a new ad from that company, or you keep seeing the same ad from that company. That those cookies keep metadata about you having reviewed that site or that ad. And so this Credo Lab company scrapes that information about you through the internet and through your PC or your phone, and then creates a scoring card based on the specific things you've searched classifying those things with scores and then creating an actual AI credit scoring for the supposedly unbanked or underbanked individuals. Now, these people will now have this digital scoring card or score, now that is removed from the classification of all the score cards, it now is a score. And lenders, financial institutions, realtors, auto dealers, retailers can use this software and research you without accessing your credit reports and determine from the score if you are worthy to offer credit. Now, I know this is, you know, this is very wordy and a very rich concept to follow, but this is along the same lines of alternative data reports, such as a LexisNexis report. Okay, we call these consumer reports, but no matter what the name you used to associate them, alternative credit reports, alternative data reports, consumer reports, they're not the big three credit bureaus that you typically believe you're being judged or reviewed and considered for when you're actually applying for credit. So it's not Experian, Equifax, TransUnion, Innovis, SageStream, and Advanced Resolution Solutions or Advanced Resolution Services. It's actually these alternative data reports that are causing you to have declinations when you apply, or causing you to get low approvals or higher interest rates. And the thing that you need to understand about this is these data reports and these data report providers and data aggregators, they're under the radar when it comes to the Fair Credit Reporting Act, the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, and your federal rights when it comes to revealing or disclosing to you all information that was used in a declination or adverse action against you when you apply for credit. For instance, when you apply for credit and a banker or lender declines you, they give you reason codes, which are scoring cards that adversely impacted your application. Okay, and they may say something like you had too many inquiries, you have too many open accounts, you have too many high balances, right? So these are things that are related to your credit report that they reviewed, and this data was pulled from the credit report, but they disclosed it to you so you'll know what you need to do to go and actually prepare yourself to get approved next time. But when these companies also use these alternative data reports like CredoLab, they don't have to disclose that they use them, and they don't tell you that they actually had an adverse action on the credit application by causing you to get approved for a lower amount, a higher interest rate, or being declined altogether. So if this information is having an adverse action and it's being used, it should be disclosed. But the way that these companies are pitching these data reports to bankers and lenders and dealers and brokers is that this is alternative. This is not primary. This isn't to actually replace Equifax, Experian, TransUnion, Innovis, SageStream, and Advanced Resolution Services, or any other alternative credit report. Okay, this is alternative data. This is the equivalent of a private investigator being hired to watch someone, and that person that hired them gets a full report from the private investigator and knows everything about the individual that was being watched. And now when they introduce themselves to the individual that they have this file on, this PI, private investigator file on, they can share information with that individual about themselves that would make that person wonder, how do you know all this about me? And they never disclose that it was because they hired a private investigator, which that gave them a file, and the file is equivalent to a consumer file, right? Or a consumer, this report, right? So you got to be very careful and understand that these data reports are out there and they are playing a role, okay, in your ability to get approved for more credit, or your ability to get increases in your limits, your ability to get approved for personal loans, business loans, your ability to get approved for commercial property loans, whatever it is. These reports are out there, and there's so much more information now available to the public that was not available 5 years ago when I was talking about this. You know, many people thought I was some conspiracy theorist when I was saying that there's, you know, job security scores, there's banking activity reports, okay, there's background reports, all right, there's medical reports that are reviewed. I mean, you wouldn't think that a lender could potentially have access to information about your mental state or your health and would use that in determining an approval for you in a application for credit. But in fact, you know it's true, because if you were to try to go somewhere and buy something and you were mentally impaired by having too much alcohol in your bloodstream or using marijuana, if you were trying to enter a contract impaired like that, it is the duty of the business owner to not allow you, even if you're willing to execute the contract, it is the duty of the business owner to not allow you to execute a contract when you're impaired by alcohol, drugs, or under exotic medications. So, the moral and the gist of this podcast is research these alternative data reports. Go check out Credo Lab. See the information, the metadata that they're going to be using, and protect yourself. Try to clean the cookies from your PC. Clean the cookies from your smartphones. Okay. Use the incognito window to search out things, so you're not giving too much insight about things that should not be considered in credit applications. All right. Things that should be private. All right. But these things aren't. They're actually being used. And AI is finding these things out about you. So go check out credolab.com. Research what they're offering and what information they have, and protect yourself. I'm not sure if this is going to be offered to the private individuals, because this is B2B. This is only for businesses. So I don't see that they have any way to freeze a Credo Lab report about you on their website. I don't see any links for that currently. And I believe this company is out of Singapore. So, but just know that this information is out there, and that Credo Lab is not the only company that's doing it. And if you want to learn more about this from me, go to datareportrepair.com. Like credit report repair is what people get when they want to fix their credit reports. The site that I have the data report repair service is datareportrepair.com. All right, this is Gabriel signing off. I enjoyed you today. I hope you're more prosperous this year than you were last year. And I look forward to speaking with you on the next podcast.